is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making global news headlines today. Lebanon's lead investigator into that catastrophic Beirut port explosion has charged outgoing Premier Hassan Diab and three ex-ministers with negligence. This, according to a judicial source. American regulators are meeting to assess the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency approval as the country logs its worst ever daily COVID-19 death rate with more than 3,000 fatalities. Accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in a ceremony held online because of the coronavirus, the World Food Program warns of a hunger pandemic it said could be worse than COVID-19. A female Afghan news anchor and activist is shot dead by assailants. Her employer says she's the second journalist killed in a month in Afghanistan. The World Trade Organization debates a proposal to exempt COVID-19 vaccines from intellectual property rights. It's an idea fiercely opposed by pharmaceutical giants. Britain calls on the EU to make significant changes to secure a breakthrough in Brexit trade talks as Brussels outlines a backup plan if negotiations break down. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says on a visit to Azerbaijan that Baku's struggle with Armenia is not over as he hails his close ally's glorious victory in a bloody conflict with Azerbaijan. Three migrants are killed when a fire rips through a warehouse near Barcelona, injuring another 19, including several who jumped from the building to flee the flames, officials say. And Cyberpunk 2077, a video game reported to be one of the most expensive ever made, has launched worldwide after its makers vowed to fix graphics that risk triggering epileptic seizures. This is VOA News. Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and a frequent target of Republican attacks, says he is under federal investigation about his taxes. The revelation about the probe included no details, but it promises to rekindle Republican rage about the Biden family, including Hunter Biden's business dealings and the elder Biden's anti-corruption push in Ukraine when he was the U.S. vice president. It also presents a series of thorny issues during the president-elect's transition into the White House in just over a month's time, including the possibility his son will be still under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. Hunter Biden, 50, is a lawyer who has founded consulting and investment firms, worked in private equity, and served on the boards of various organizations, including National Railroad Corporation, Amtrak. U.S. President Donald Trump is vowing to carry on his fight to upend President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's nationwide election in a new Supreme Court case. This after the high court rejected an attempt to overturn Biden's key win in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The ruling was the latest of dozens of lawsuit losses across the country for Trump as he tries to stay in office for another 4 years. The flurry of court battles comes as the country's electoral college, which determines the winner in U.S. presidential elections, is set to vote Monday and likely confirm Biden's victory. After Congress reviews and certifies the electoral college outcome on January 6, Biden is set to be inaugurated at noon January 20 on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. government and 48 states and districts are suing Facebook, accusing it of abusing its market power in social networking to crush smaller competitors and seeking remedies that could include a forced spinoff of the social network's Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. The landmark antitrust lawsuit marks the second major government offensive this year against seemingly untouchable tech giants. The Justice Department sued Google in October for abusing its dominance in online search and advertising, the government's most significant attempt to buttress competition since its historic case against Microsoft 2 decades ago. Amazon and Apple also have been under investigation in Congress and by federal authorities for alleged anti-competitive conduct. And NASA has formally introduced 18 astronauts who will take part in the U.S. Space Agency's new manned lunar program. 9 men and 9 women are the first group of astronauts assigned to the Artemis program scheduled for next year. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.